State officials are still working on Indiana's new school voucher program, and weeks before its debut, not even the most basic information is available to the public. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Bennett tells the Indianapolis Star the delay in getting the program started resulted from frequent changes that lawmakers made to the voucher bill as it moved through the legislature. Advocates say the vouchers will be in place by fall, and they are ready to help families who want to move their children to private schools. One person is dead and another seriously injured after an SUV drove off of I-65 down an embankment and crashed into a creek near downtown Indianapolis. Crews responded to the crash just after 3 a.m. this morning, just south of the South Split. Investigators are not immediately certain of what might have caused the crash. As Hoosiers plan to hit the road this weekend for the 4th of July holiday, there's a bit of relief at the pump. But even though prices are going down, oil industry analyst Tribly Lundberg says Americans are paying quite a bit more at the pump than they were a year ago.
The current price, even though it's dropped 37 cents over 7 weeks, is 86 cents higher than 1 year ago. That's the better part of a dollar, and that is painful for people at this time, whether vacationing or just trying to drive to work.
Indiana's average today is at $3.40 a gallon. Northbound Keystone Avenue is reopened to traffic this morning, a temporary fix after a bridge near 80th Street was damaged during last week's flooding. Drivers will be rerouted to the median, then to the southbound bridge, which has been redesigned to accommodate northbound and southbound traffic until that bridge is permanently fixed, which will take around 2 months. Organizations in northern Indiana are worried about funding for food. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sharon Jackson reports.
About 40 organizations in Indiana have added their names to a congressional petition that outlines concerns about a plan to fundamentally change the food stamp or SNAP program and cut funding by about 20%. Angie Williams, executive director of the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana, says her organization also added their name to the petition.
As you can imagine, the food bank provide services to folks that receive SNAP benefits. And if those benefits are cut, most likely those folks are going to end up joining the food pantry lines looking for food to meet their food budget gaps.
Williams says her organization has been mostly focused on the Emergency Food Assistance Program, or TFAP, portion of the bill. TFAP is a federal program that provides food and money to organizations like food banks. TFAP is part of the same bill that proposes cuts to the SNAP program.
Last year, we received over 2 million pounds food through the TFAP program. That was almost half of our total distribution for the year.
Given that, Williams says any cut would have a huge impact on the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana's operations. She says food bank officials don't know how they would meet the ensuing gap. Williams encourages people to call Senator Richard Lugar and express their concerns over the agricultural appropriations bill. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sharon Jackson.
And your weather forecast today and tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, a high near 87 degrees, an overnight low near 69. Right now, light rain showers and 67 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.